is it possible to have a thoughtless mind? Yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaiva atmanatmanam pashyam atmani tushyati. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about the samadhi, state of samadhi, in 6.20 to 6.23. He talks about the stage of yatra uparamate chittam. Chitta is consciousness, the materially directed consciousness. Uparamate, it ceases. It just stops moving. All material movements of the mind stop. Niruddham yoga sevaya. By the practice of yoga, one comes to the stage of nirodha. So in the yogic analysis of the states of the mind, there are various stages that are described. So there is kshipta, there is mugdha, there is kshipta, there is vikshipta, there is nirodha, there is ekagrata, and there is samadhi, jagrata, whatever it is. So the point is that, say, mudha means that person's mind is just wandering anywhere and everywhere and just don't know what is doing. They're sitting like a daze. That's mugdha. So vikshipta, so kshipta means the mind is agitated. The mind is just deluded and agitated. No, I want this, I want that, I want that. It's agitated. And there is vikshipta. Vikshipta means I'm trying to concentrate when the mind is going elsewhere. Ekagrata. Ekagrata means mind is concentrated. Beyond that is nirodha. Nirodha means the mind just stops. Stops. When they say the mind stops, what does it mean? So many yogi, many traditions, especially those traditions, those wisdom traditions, which do not have a personal conception of God, they consider making the mind thoughtless as the perfection. Because they consider that thoughts are what agitate the mind. And thoughts are what cause dissatisfaction. Because thoughts give rise to desires, and when desires are unsatisfied, we become dissatisfied. So they say that the perfection of the mind is to just become free from all thoughts. Actually, however, in the yogic ladder, this state of nirodha, of having the mind's material movement stop, it is actually a prelude to bhakti, prelude to directing the mind towards Krishna. So, yogas chitta vritti nirodha. In the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it is defined, yoga means chitta vritti. Chitta is the material movement of consciousness. That stops. Chitta vritti nirodha. Same word, nirodha. Stop the movement. But there is a real life that the soul has. So, it's a little technical. Say, consider that a person is sitting in a room and is watching TV. And on TV, that person is watching a horror movie. And the person is getting horrified. Trembling, sweating, horripilating, and palpitating. And then the mother is, the child is there watching the horror movie, is getting horrified. And the mother is there. There's nothing to be horrified. You're safe. You're comfortable. So now what has happened? The child's consciousness is caught in the TV. Now as long as the child's consciousness is caught in the TV, the child will get agitated. But if the child just looks away from the TV, its mother just turns off the TV. And the child looks at the mother and says, "Hey, I'm safe, I'm comfortable, I'm not in danger." So similarly, the soul is distinct from the body. Purusha prakriti stohi. The soul is situated in the body, but the soul is different. The soul's consciousness is projected into the world through the mind. And when this consciousness is projected into the world through the mind, the soul suffers in various ways. Little pleasure comes, but a lot of suffering also comes. The soul starts watching the movie thinking it is a romantic movie, but soul finds it's a horror movie. So we think we'll get pleasure, but we get trouble. Now, in the yogic paths, in the Ashtanga Yoga and in the Buddhist traditions, the idea is just turn off the TV. Just stop seeing things. Then the agitation will go away. But actually after we turn on the TV, there is a real life also. So our purpose is to move towards that real life. So the Atma, it is Sat Chit Ananda. So the Chit is consciousness. So consciousness is an innate faculty of the soul. And consciousness cannot be wished away. So the mind, to be conscious means to have thoughts, to have emotions, to have intentions. So they cannot be wished away. But they can be directed away from the realm of illusion to the realm of reality. So that means, so technically speaking, chit is the faculty of the soul for consciousness. But suppose, say when the child is watching a TV, not just watching a TV, Suppose there is some kind of control by which that there is a pipe which directs the child's eyes, which covers from goes from the child's face to the TV. The child can't see anything else. The child sees only the TV. So like that, our consciousness is caught in the body, right? So when we become purified, when we become liberated, then we can free our consciousness from the body and we can perceive at a spiritual level. So the perfection of consciousness is not to become thoughtless. It's not to stop thinking. But it is rather to stop thinking about illusion and to start thinking about reality. The highest spiritual is, their thoughts are filled with Krishna. So in a transitional state, temporarily, it may be that some people can just stop all thoughts. And they will feel some peace by that. But actually, we cannot in an absolute sense stop thoughts. Because even the thought that I should stop all thoughts is also a thought. Isn't it? So we can't become thoughtless. Because thoughtlessness is also a thought. So that's why it is not absolutely possible. But we can decrease the material infatuation of the thoughts. That will give us some peace. But real joy will come when we direct our thoughts towards Krishna. In the process of bhakti, we focus not on stopping our thoughts, but rather redirecting our thoughts towards Krishna.